Democratic Congressman Mark Takano of California's 41st District, which includes Riverside and Moreno Valley, reaffirmed his support for the immigrant and undocumented community at an event last Thursday. Speaking at a town hall hosted by Inland Empire nonprofit organizations Mi Familia Vota and the Inland Coalition for Immigrant Justice, Takano spoke about his support for DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, and his opposition to President Trump.
First of all, I want you to know that my congressional office is here to help you.
That's Representative Takano and interpreter Luis Suarez, who is the project coordinator for the Inland Empire Coalition for Immigrant Justice.
But we are friends, we are allies, and we will try to support you in the way that we can.
Takano referenced a recent study by the Center for American Progress that found that ending the DACA program, which shields young undocumented immigrants from deportation and grants them a work permit, would cost the state of California around $11 billion. Representative Takano was part of an open letter from House Democrats to President Trump in early August, urging the president to oppose litigation from the state of Texas that could challenge DACA. Most of Thursday's event involved Takano taking questions from the audience.
I'll say it in English and then Spanish.
Please.
My name is Delilah. I am a DACA recipient.
Delilah Valdez is a DACA recipient studying public policy at UC Riverside. She says she's worried about what could happen if DACA were to end.
One of my biggest is, how is this going to impact my life? How is it going to impact the work that I do within the community?
Takano described the legal challenges to DACA currently taking place in Texas courts and doubted the Trump administration would take action to defend DACA recipients. He predicts that Attorney General Jeff Sessions and President Trump will not stand on the side of DACA students. There were some heated moments in the town hall as well. One man, who kept his name anonymous, brought up the recent spike in deportation raids in Riverside and questioned why Latinos should continue to support Democrats.
Every morning here in Riverside, these are decent mothers and fathers who are being torn away from their children. Okay, I guess my question is, why should Latinos back up the Democrats? How many thousands of people are going to be deported before something really gets done effectively?
Takano responded that the Democrats are still the party that is giving the most energy towards protecting undocumented people, but that there's not much they can get done in Congress while Republicans hold the majority. He also told the story of how an immigration reform bill almost passed in 2013, but was blocked by House Republicans. The congressman said that change in the immigration system will depend on both public engagement in the issue and getting more Democrats into office in the 2018 midterm elections. Until then, Dreamers and DACA recipients like Valdez are left wondering what will happen. For KVCR News, I'm Ben Perper.